Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Sharply escalating tensions between India and the US, President Donald Trump has imposed an additional 25% tariff on Indian goods exports, citing New Delhi's continued purchases of Russian oil and defense equipment as the reason. The new tariffs, written into American law using language that is unusually hostile to India, will take effect within 21 days. They will add to the 25% country-specific tariffs set to be implemented overnight. Meanwhile, for the first time since the 2020 Galwan Valley clash along the line of actual control, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit China on August 31st. Modi's trip for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Tianjin potentially signals a thaw in strained India-China ties amid Trump's raging tariffs war. On that note, also read Bodhisattva Ganguly's sharp take on why Trump's diatribe about India being the tariff king is far from accurate. Trump's newfound and sustained hostility to India may hurt the Trump Organization's brand licensing model in India, potentially affecting its partner Tribeca Developers, reports Shiladitya Pandit. The Trump brand has a significant presence in India, with over 10 million square feet of Trump-branded properties in the pipeline across cities such as Mumbai, Pune, and Gurugram. While some believe ultra-luxury buyers may be resilient to political fluctuations, others think the brand's equity could take a hit if Trump's anti-India rhetoric continues. In the latest monetary policy review, the Reserve Bank of India chose patience over haste, keeping its benchmark interest rate steady despite favorable inflation data amid US threats of additional tariffs on India. The central bank also retained its policy stance at neutral and kept its growth forecast for the current fiscal year at 6.5%, while slashing its inflation estimate to 3.1% from 3.7%. On the surplus liquidity in the banking system, Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the RBI supported smoother transmission of the repo rate cut to both bond and credit markets. Hamsini Karthik, however, points out that another rate cut may only materialize once the full impact of earlier reductions plays out in the banking system. For those disappointed by the hold, N. Mahalakshmi writes that the brighter outlook for the next year gives equity investors some reason to cheer. With interest rates likely to drop further, Hiral Thanawala suggests that depositors lock in rates now to maximize their returns. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI system, may not be free forever. Emphasizing the point, Governor Malhotra added that the real issue is determining who bears the cost, a decision that rests with the government, reports Malvika Sundaresan. Currently, the government subsidizes UPI transactions. The RBI also announced its decision to enable an auto-bidding facility for Treasury bills, T-bills, on the portal that allows retail investors to open accounts under the Retail Direct scheme. Swiggy has initiated the process of selling its 12% stake in ride-hailing startup Rapido to raise as much as 2,500 crore rupees, report Chandra R. Srikant and Tushar Goenka. This deal would value Rapido at $2.7 to $3 billion, a significant markup from its valuation of $1.1 billion last year. Swiggy's potential exit from Rapido comes amid cumulative losses crossing 6,600 crore rupees. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.